Book 1, The Babe at the Ford. Chapter 1. The clan of Sawney Wrath could feel their fortunes changing, much for the better. Grisul had predicted it would be thus, and the vixen was seldom wrong. Only that day, the clan foragers had caught a huge load of mackerel that had strayed into the shallows of the incoming tide. Fires blazed in the scrubland beyond the dunes that evening, as the fish, skewered on green withes, blistered and popped over the flames. Sawney was not as big as other ferrets, but he was faster, smarter, and far more savage than any stoat, rat, weasel, fox, or ferret among his followers. Any beast could lay claim to the clan leadership, providing they could defeat Sawney in combat. But for a long time, none had dared to. Sawney Wrath could fight with a ferocity that was unequalled, and he never spared the vanquished challengers. Sawney's clan were nomads, 60 all told, thieves, vagrants, vagabonds and tricksters who would murder and plunder without hesitation. They were Juska. Many bands of Juska roamed the coasts, woodlands and byways, but they never formed a united force, each choosing to go its own way under a strong chieftain. This leader always tacked his name onto the Juska title, so that Sawney's clan came to be known as the Juska Wrath. Though they were little more than dryland pirates, Juska vermin had quite a strict code of conduct, which was governed by seers, omens, and superstition. Sawney sat beneath the awning of his tent, sipping a vile-tasting medication that his seer, Grisul, had concocted to ease the stomach pains that constantly dogged him. He watched the clan, noting their free and easy mood. Sawney smiled as some of the rats struck up a song. Rats were easily pleased. Once they had a full stomach and a flagon of nettle beer, they would either sing or sleep. Sawney was only half watching the rats. His real attention focused upon the stoat and Tigra. She lay nursing her newborn, a son called Zan. Sawney could tell Antigra was feigning slumber from the hate-laden glances she threw his way when she thought he was not looking. Sawney Rat's eyes missed very little of what went on around him. He pulled a face of disgust as he sniffed the mixture of feverfew and treacle mustard in the cup he held, and spitting into the fire, he muttered the newborn stoat babe's name.
Zan!
Grisul the seer stole up out of the gathering darkness and placed a steaming plate of food by his side. He glanced up at the vixen. She was an odd-looking fox, even for a seer. She wore a bark-cloth cloak that she had covered in red and black symbols, and her brow, neck and limbs were almost invisible under bracelets of coral, brass and silver. About her waist, she wore a belt from which hung a broad pouch and bones of all kinds. One of her eyes was never still.